This is an update in my continuing coverage of Planet 9, a suspected large planet that could be lurking in the far reaches of the outer solar system. Evidence continues to mount for its existence through its gravitational effects, and if it's there, visual discovery could come at any time. There are now 5 separate reasons to suspect the existence of Planet 9. In a 2016 paper by Michael Brown and Konstantin Batygin, link below, they lay out the first 3 indicators that something big lies far out beyond the orbit of Neptune. The first of these is a set of 6 objects in the Kuiper Belt, basically floating chunks of ice and rock. All 6 of these objects have elliptical orbits that point in the same direction. That's a pretty unlikely arrangement. The orbits out there should be all over the place. The second indicator also involves these objects. In addition, all 6 objects are in orbits that also tilt out of the solar system's plane. These 2 clues on their own would indicate that there may be a large gravitational source out there, such as a planet. The third indicator comes from computer simulations predicting that more objects in the outer solar system should be tilted out of the plane in a characteristic way. Brown and Batygin then realized that several such objects were already known. The fourth clue involves the solar system itself and somewhat of a mystery regarding it. As I mentioned, the solar system is arranged on a plane, and barring gravitational disruption in the past, the major planets orbit within it, thought to originally be the plane of the original protoplanetary disk the solar system formed from. The plane of our solar system is strangely tilted by about 6 degrees in respect to the equator of the sun. Until now, no one was certain why this was, since it should be about level with the sun's equator. In another paper, Elizabeth Bailey, link below, presented that this could be due to Planet 9. Over time, its effect would make the solar system's plane wobble slightly, explaining the discrepancy. The last indicator is a group of inner Kuiper Belt objects that orbit the opposite direction of everything else in the solar system. Planet 9's gravity would provide a ready explanation for that as well. These 5 indicators, as Batygin states in a NASA press release, actually make the solar system look extremely strange without the presence of Planet 9, but it would need to be distant, as much as 20 times further out than Neptune, and there are competing viewpoints that all of this could be due to a chance arrangement of objects in the outer solar system, though that idea seems to be losing steam. But where did this distant outlier planet come from? There are 2 possibilities. Another mystery Planet 9 might solve is why one of the most common types of exoplanet in the galaxy happens to not be present in our solar system, a super-Earth. It may be that the solar system does have a super-Earth, but rather than staying in the inner solar system, it may have migrated outward early in the solar system's history. Or, alternatively, it may have never been closer to the sun. Instead, it might be an exoplanet that the sun captured at some point from another system. In which case, if we find Planet 9, do we class it as a planet of our solar system, or an exoplanet addition? If it did form near the sun, might it be a preserved, frozen remnant of the early solar system? Or might it even be a geologically active place like Pluto? Could it have enough radioactive decay in its core for liquid water, even far out in the Kuiper Belt? Or, alternatively, if it's not from here, might it someday give us clues on what planets from other solar systems are like? Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently hoping they find Planet 9 soon so I can eye it suspiciously. It could be an alien freeloader planet from another star system, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.